Hi, my name is Ben. I am pleased to be involved in the transition project because I see it as a chance to assist new students entering tertiary studies today.
How did you find out about the disability support services?
Through my mother. She thought there would be something available. My mother and I worked together. The transition camp, 2004, was useful as it helped solve a lot of my concerns and it was good to meet other people with Asperger's and other disabilities. The transition camp sparked a new interest for me. I learned a lot about people that are deaf. And now I can speak Auslan to a degree.
Did you tell your lecturers about your condition?
Yes, I did. I told my lecturers that I have a condition called Asperger syndrome, and it was the best thing I did. They understood me better, so it was to my advantage to tell them about my condition. It is about you being accepting of your condition so that your teachers will accept your condition, your disability. I won't let anyone push me around. I made myself familiar with the disability liaison unit. They were very helpful and assisted me. I would suggest that anyone with a disability go to the DIU and introduce themselves. It's important, though, to stand your ground, particularly if you are not getting the lecturer's attention.
Do you have any other advice, Ben?
Yes. I suggest try to stay calm at all times, be positive, stay positive, and keep negative thoughts out of your mind.
Did you tell your peers?
Yes, I did, and they understood to a level. I have recently been asked to speak at Loyola College for an in-service on disabilities, and it's a great opportunity to inform the wider community about Asperger syndrome. I want to help other people with Asperger's feel good about themselves so that they can finish their studies. I was lucky because I was studying with mature age students. They were very accepting of my condition, which made me feel more encouraged to tell people about Asperger's syndrome. Perhaps it might be different if I had been studying with a group of younger students, as they are more likely to be ignorant about the condition. I was supported by my peers, so that was okay.
Tell me about some of your experiences with transitioning from school into tertiary studies, Ben.
I found it much the same as school as far as being organised. That's essential, you know. Being organised and that you know your timetables and lecture rooms off by heart, or at least have them available for quick reference in your diary, or something else that you look at or often use. Suddenly, you find you have two assignments due in 2 or 3 weeks. So it is really important to stay on top of things and ensure that you assign enough time to get both of them finished. Then you see straight away what needs to be done and what needs to be prioritised. It is always hard for me because I am resistant to change because of my condition. People with Asperger's do not like to change or move around too much. It's hard. It's part of the condition. I prefer things to stay the same so that I know what is going to happen next and I feel better when things do not change. But I had to go through the change, so the best thing that I did was think about order in my mind.
What services did you access from RMIT TAFE?
I was lucky because I had a buddy. He was someone that gave me assistance with my work and also sat beside me in class. If I asked too many questions, then he would tap me on the shoulder or quietly let me know, and I would know that I had to stop speaking. This was really to my advantage. It helped me with these types of social skills that I am unclear about. The DIU has all sorts of disability support workers, including note takers and Auslan interpreters. My buddy was really a note taker, but for me, he helped me with my social skills. People with Asperger have a social skills deficit. I also use the Learning Study Skills Support Facility. Very helpful in advising about essay writing and really anything to do with your studies. They were good.
What advice can you give to new students with disability and in particular Asperger syndrome?
Try and have a look at as many services as possible because there are many available. Even services such as the Student Union can and do advocate for students with a disability. The services available are really good and helpful, and if you look around you will find out that you will be better off like me.
What would be beneficial to tell other students in future going through the transition from school to tertiary studies?
I went through RMIT's DIU transition camp. It is something that all students with a disability should attend. Parents and new students should ask at their university or further education institute, and if they don't have such a thing, to put one on and use the RMIT model. It was really worthwhile. I felt encouraged by attending the transition camp. It helped me a lot because I find it difficult coping with change, but the camp really helped and made it easier on the first day as a student at RMIT.
Did you use the careers counsellor?
Yes, to get general advice. My parents did more of the research about courses, portfolio, resumes and letter writing to RMIT TAFE for my course at the School of Creative Media. I think the careers counsellor is a good start, and maybe for some people, they would advise them on what to do when it comes to writing up a resume and what is an application. I did not need that sort of help because my parents helped me with all that. I would say if you can get help, use it to your advantage.
What other services did you use and did you join any clubs or use the financial counsellor? You mentioned you used the learning support before.
Well, I did use other services and I talk regularly to Anne Rourke, coordinator and organiser of student festivals. It is part of the RMIT Student Union Activities Group. The festival is fun and they have lots of free food and other things you can do. The group also lets me know when something is on. We can get half-price movie tickets and free concert admission and tickets to previews of different things.
Do you live at home?
Living at home is really beneficial for me. Mum teaches me to budget properly and it is good because they, my parents, support me. I would not move out of home at the moment. It is a stable environment and that's what I need right now. I do not like change anyway.
Tell me more about your experiences when you first started at RMIT TAFE.
It was okay. People would say or think, what's going on with this kid? So I explained that I had Asperger's syndrome. This helped them understand me a bit more. People with Asperger's syndrome would benefit if they opened up and did not close off from others that want to help or understand them. That's what I think.
Did you find your way around the campus okay?
No, I did not. A day or two later, I was fine. What helped me was to study the campus map, get familiar with the places I use a lot. I have a Caval card. They are great and I can use it at Melbourne University. That is handy. As I said, I familiarised myself with the campus and memorised it as much as possible. I think it is good to visit the campus a couple of times beforehand. It is better on the first day to be familiar with the campus because there are so many other things that have to be remembered. I am not good with change, and so becoming familiar with my new environment quickly helped a lot. I think education and understanding is the key to acceptance of a disability in general, and I mean any disability.
Tell me about your first day. Did you meet up with any other students?
On the first day, I started talking to people, other students, you know. I thought very carefully about what I was going to say to people. When I was talking, I kept thinking what I was saying to people so that I did not give too much personal information away. I have to be very careful and not to become too familiar at first. I learnt this from my mum. I also read about what I should and should not do and try to put this into practice. I wrote about it too, so it might become more meaningful.
Do you still keep in touch with those students?
Yes, email and stuff. A bit of a chat over coffee now and then. It's fine like that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about your experiences with transitioning from school into tertiary studies, Ben?
I try to organise myself as much as possible. A bit of advice for others. If you have too much of a study load, try and reduce your study load where possible. Speak to DIU if you are studying in RMIT and they will help you draft a letter and fill out the necessary documentation to apply to drop a unit or two. That's okay because you can pick it up next time and you're allowed to take extra time if you are studying part-time. It is better to reduce your study load than fail a subject. Contact the DIU as soon as you realise that you have taken on too much because there are cut-off dates and these can be found in the student diary. The other thing is to keep calm, be positive and concentrate on a high level of confidence. This will reduce stress levels. My mum taught me that as well.